Welcome to a Machon Adar podcast. My name is Rabbi Eli Confer, and today I'll be speaking about miracles, old and new, Hanukkah 5778. We think of a miracle as a moment in time, a unique event in history. But Hanukkah teaches us that miracles are actually deeply ingrained patterns in the world, surfacing and resurfacing throughout time. Hanukkah is a brilliant example of a holiday seemingly created to celebrate the new. After all, it would be impossible to celebrate the core aspects of the holiday, whether the military victory of the Maccabees or the miracle of the oil, before they happened in real time. And no source mentions the miracle of the long-lasting oil before the Talmud. But the miracle of the lights of Hanukkah is also literally an old story that is re-experienced, renewed for this moment. And in this analysis, we might experience the core themes of the holiday in a new way. Our rabbis in Psikta Rabbati inform us that Hanukkah, which literally means dedication, is nothing new. In fact, it is the sixth of seven dedications in human history. The first is the dedication of the world, followed by the dedication of the Mishkan by Moshe, the dedication of the first and second temples, the dedication of the walls of Jerusalem, the rededication of the temple by the Hashmonaim, and finally, the future dedication of the world to come. What we now call the holiday of Hanukkah is, in fact, the penultimate dedication that foreshadows the final dedication at the end of time. But the fifth dedication in this list, the walls of Jerusalem, which immediately precedes our Hanukkah, has an added element of miracle, itself foreshadowing the miracle of the lights of Hanukkah. This component emerges from the second book of Maccabees, a non-canonical ancient text that tells the story of the Hashmonaim. There we learn that the holiday of Hanukkah is based on the, quote, festival of the fire, end quote, when Nehemiah offered sacrifices. The story goes like this. When the Jews were exiled during the destruction of the first temple, some priests hid the sacred fire of the altar in a pit. When it came time to rebuild the temple and its walls, Nehemiah sent the children of these priests to find the fire. But they couldn't find the fire, and instead they found some, quote, thick liquid. Nehemiah told the priests to pour this liquid on the altar. When the sun emerged from the clouds, the liquid ignited and the sacrifices burned. The people responded by offering a prayer of thanks and singing psalms. This miracle is recalled later in 2 Maccabees, when the Maccabees themselves purify the temple and, quote, ignite rocks, taking fire from them, end quote, thereby rededicating the altar. Of course, Nehemiah's miracle of fire itself recalls earlier miraculous stories of fire bursting forth from heaven to consume sacrifices, including the original dedication of the Mishkan in Vayikra 9:24, and King Shlomo's dedication of the temple in Divrei HaYamim Bet, chapter 7, verse 1, as well as Eliyahu's showdown with the priests of Baal, in which he poured water over the altar, and then fire came down, consuming the sacrifices and the surrounding materials. In fact, we gesture to this continuity of miracles in the very blessing at the core of candlelighting on Hanukkah. The second blessing we recite at candlelighting thanks God for performing miracles, quote, for our ancestors in those days at this time, bayamim ahem bazman hazeh, where this time seems to refer to this season. But most textual versions of this blessing actually read, in those days and at this time, bayamim ahem ubazman hazeh, which means something more like, miracles happen to us throughout time, back then and now. In this version of the text, the miracles of those days could be Hanukkah, and this time could be more modern miracles. Or the miracles of those days could be the miracles before Hanukkah, and the reference to this time could be Hanukkah itself. Either way, It is a blessing that marks the repetition of miracles. The miracle of the Hanukkah lights is a familiar one. For those who choose to see them and experience them, miracles are not anomalies, but deep patterns of the world. The patterns are out there and predictive of a future filled with light. There's one final aspect of the establishment of the Hanukkah holiday that is striking, this one related to its date. The Hashmonaim declared Hanukkah to be on the 25th of Kislev. This is a striking date because it is on that very day, a few years earlier, that the temple was defiled. As written in 2 Maccabees, quote, "It happened that on that same day on which the sanctuary had been profaned by the foreigners, the purification of the sanctuary took place, that is, on the 25th of the same month, which was Kislev." 2 Maccabees, chapter 10, verse 5. The date of destruction transforms into a date of dedication and celebration. This recalls another day of temple destruction, Tisha B'Av, which we are promised will, in the future, be a great day of celebration, based on Zechariah chapter 8, verse 19. The notion of transforming the very day on which the tragedy happens into a day of repair and rejuvenation is a powerful model of renewal. Imagine a world in which September 11th, or Pearl Harbor Day, or any number of tragic days become not only neutral, but celebratory. This shift, almost unimaginable, is perhaps its own potential miracle. This is the power of the possibility of Hanukkah. It is a holiday not just of miracles, but of miracles that are deep patterns of the world, miracles that emerge and reemerge, offering hope for the future. And it is a holiday in which the prayer of turning mourning to joy becomes very real, a model for a world in which our days of tragedy might become holidays, mitigating the pain experienced only a short while ago. May we all experience the deep and powerful miracles of Hanukkah this year.
Thanks for listening. To learn more with Hadar, please visit hadar.org/Torah.